This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And, you know, when we were talking about Lindsay, we got reminiscing. And I forgot to tell you, he passed away November 25th, day before Thanksgiving.
I think your listeners called me this week and mentioned that to me. I hadn't heard. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, he went home to be with the Lord.
How old was he, do you know?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. He would have been about 92, I believe. I believe it would have been about 92, yeah, I think.
Wow.
Okay, so.
Well, I imagine he's in a good place right about now.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Hal knew the Lord. He loved the Lord. That's for sure. Anyhow, I got to tell the folks about you because we have you here, and you are the apothecary marm. You're the medicine lady. You're the one that's got the best medicines, natural, all natural medicines out there. Okay. And let me just tell you what Robert Chudina said.
Oh, he was 95, by the way. Pal.
Was he
95?
95,
yeah.
95. I was off by a couple of years. Yeah, like I said, I had him on there years ago, back in the 70s. Anyhow, hear what Charles Chudina said about your organ cleanse. It changed my life, and I'm off all prescriptions. And then Wendy Copeland from Massachusetts said, you saved my husband from a dreaded virus and avoided the hospital with your wonderful products. And right here, not far from where I'm at, in Parma, Ohio, a fellow named Scott Amler said, great products. I've been taking them for years and wouldn't use anything else. And I will tell you, they're good. I have them. I have just about everything she makes there, folks. And I take them. And that's why I'm still here. I've been here as long as I've been here.
God knew a few things about herbs. You know, he tells us in Scripture they're here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And I would say he can't lie. So he must know a thing or two. What do you think?
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, is, you know, Christmas will be here, and we'll be into the new year. Can you believe this year is almost over? And usually people wait until after all the feasting and the holidays before they do cleanses. So we're coming up to a big cleanse season, usually after the holidays, so people can get their systems running well, and toxin removal is a big deal. So, because when you get too many toxins, what happens, Pastor?
When you get too many toxins, it doesn't end well, does it?
Well, it gives the disease a foothold, is what it does.
Yeah.
So cleanse and nurse, that's my whole thing. Get the toxins out, put the nutrition in, you know? Paint that picture in your head, and you'll be amazed how better you'll be.
I think of that like the Democrats are toxins and the Republicans are the cleanse, right?
Well, I don't know. I thought the parties were similar. It's hard to tell the difference sometimes, you know.
Well, it is when the rhinos come in and speak, you know, this what they're doing with Hedgesgift. This is not right, and we've got to stand up and really push back hard on this.
Do you think Lindsey Graham is a rhino?
Oh, yeah, Lindsay's a rhino for sure.
Have you ever watched him being interviewed by the legacy media? Have you ever watched his body language? He's got this weird thing. When he's asked a question, he goes about shrugging his shoulders a lot. He's shrugging his shoulders, you know, like people go, I don't know. You know, that shrug that people have. He does it a lot, and it's, when he ends his answer, he shrugs again. You know, it's really kind of bizarre.
I think Lindsay,
next time you see him on camera, you know?
I think he's got too close a connection to the military-industrial complex. And I think
I think they've been having some congressional meetings talking about, you know, the connection between Congress and insider trading, you know? Someone has brought up on the floor that, you know, Congress, the people in Congress should not be allowed to have any stocks. I thought they were supposed to be divested of that kind of thing.
Like Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, I mean, they were bringing this up. You know, how can you serve, you know, a few years and be a billionaire? I mean, how is that working? You know,
it's called insider trading. Remember Hillary and the cattle stocks, the cattle shares.
I don't remember that one, but okay.
That was insider trading. She just did it at the right time, did her purchase, and then quadrupled her money overnight. But
who was that celebrity that went to jail for that? Martha Stewart, wasn't that when she went to jail for?
Yeah, I think it was Martha Stewart, yeah.
I guess no one told Kamala about that.
Congress did.
Nobody told Kamala either, they're all involved in that. But here's the thing, what's happening right now, here's the important thing. You know, this corrupt, very corrupt, and I would say racist, Congressman Jim Clyburn. This was the guy that was screaming, you know, in that select committee that put the good Christian patriots, the J6ers, in jail. Mm-hmm. And now Clyburn is crying like a baby. He's squealing like a stuck hog, okay? And he's saying that Biden should pardon all of these people. He's naming them Adam Schiff, Liz Cheney, Anthony Fauci, Nancy Pelosi, and Merrick Garland, and himself. He's saying he should give him a pre-pardon.
For what?
That's just the whole thing. Those people have been guilty. Look what they did to the J6ers. That everything, that was entire thing was set up. It was false. You know,
Are they worried when Trump is in office that they're all going to be
exactly,
rounded up?
Exactly. They're worried about that. And that goes with that dirty bird, that dirty cop that murdered Ashley Babbitt, okay? And so, by the way, did you know that there was they're bringing a lawsuit, Judicial Watch now is bringing a lawsuit against that dirty cop, you know, against the federal government. For $30 million, against, because of that dirty cop bird who murdered Ashley Babbitt. She was shot and killed for no reason at all. But anyhow,
it's just getting to the point where you know, those kind of public areas where you're, you know, you're gathering, you know, just be mindful where you are. I mean, malls, movie theaters, just wherever there's a lot of people in public, you wonder if you're going to be a target for something.
Yeah, well, these people, they are in a panic right now. They know that they've committed a lot of crimes, okay? A lot of crimes. And, you know, this whole thing, too, with the J6ers. And Mariarcus, you know, this guy. You see, that's why Kamala, and we've been telling people, this will come out. It'll all come out. That's why she didn't want any part of being that border czar, okay? And that's why she didn't want to go down, because Mariarcus was selling those children. You know, Trump has got, there's a special task force now that they're coming up, and they're going to find 300,000 children, what happened to those 300,000 children that are missing. But Mariacus is getting rich. He was getting rich down there in the border. And, you know, they were selling these children. They're in sex trafficking and all kinds of horrible things, Wendy. Organ harvesting for these young kids. It's terrible what was going on. Just terrible. And this is why they're in a panic now. They want Biden to give a pre-pardon that would pardon them from any crimes that they have committed up until the time that when they get that pre-pardon, it covers those crimes, but it doesn't cover any crimes after that. But so there.
Well, here's the thing that I know they've been talking a lot about, the pardon Hunter Biden got, right?
Yeah.
This week, yeah. You know, and there's a lot of chatter, especially on the social media channels too. You know, what could be done about that? I'm thinking to myself, well, if they ever decide to bring evidence and the court rules on the evidence about the 2016 election, if they find out Biden wasn't the president, then none of these pardons are have any validity.
I think it's interesting no one's talking about the pardon goes back to 2014 for Hunter Biden.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, I heard that. That's when he was on the board. What was that, Croatian board?
Charisma, yeah.
Charisma, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, but you know, if they ever determine, if they want to negate these pardons, that would be the only, I think, way you could do it, isn't it?
Yeah, but you see, remember that Joe Obama was involved in all of the same things with Hunter Biden. And so when he got convicted of that, then knowing, you know, they were planning on going after him, Comer and the others, saying, look, okay, he was convicted because in that trial, the evidence shows you that Hunter says, I'm sitting right here with my father sitting right next to me, okay? And then they had Joe Biden himself bragging about threatening, using his office, threatening the president there of the Ukraine to either fire the prosecutor or they were going to hold back $1 billion, okay? And so they had all of that. So once Hunter was convicted and sentenced, then they could go back after Joe because he was involved in all those crimes, even though the prosecutor at that time, I remember the special prosecutor they had said that he wasn't mentally fit to. You remember that when they said that he was not, you could not prosecute, we couldn't win a case because his mental abilities would never win. We could a case like that. That was his what he said. And
yet he's still in office.
Yeah, he's still in office.
Yeah, he's running the country, but you can't prosecute him. Okay.
Prosecute him. Kamala said he was mentally unfit during her campaign, but yet still here he is.
Yep, so there you go. Now the Democrats are all turning on each other, and they're pointing the finger. But some strange things are happening. There's a number of them that are abandoning, and they're coming over to Trump, okay? You got Marky Zuckerberg. All of a sudden, he wants to be a good big part of the Trump organization, and you have so these congressmen, these Democratic congressmen, all of a sudden they're saying, hey, you know what? We want to be a part of DOGE. We want to be involved in that, okay? And then you have these people now that are, those in the liberal media that are saying, you know, they're pointing the fingers at each other and saying that was the reason, in fact, Kamala's staff spokesman said that the reason that they lost was because the mainstream media had convinced them that they were doing far better than they were. And so they didn't realize how far behind that Trump was actually ahead of them when they were being told by the mainstream media that Kamala was ahead in the polls.
I don't know. I think that may be not truth, what they just said.
Now, I got a theory here. Maybe, well, if they stopped paying the mainstream media so much to say that, they wouldn't say it.
Yeah, yeah, that was it. And then you had a number of the big donors that were feeding the Communist Party there saying, look, she blew through $2 billion, and we didn't. What did we get for that money? No, she's finished. You know, they're saying she's got to go. Kamala's got to go. So now that she's talking about possibly going out to California and doing something out there. I think she wants to be the governor.
She didn't finish off the state yet, I guess.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, did you know that in California, you know, they've gone full Stacey? Or do they call it Stasi? Did you know
what
that? Well, that's a reference to the East German the ministry, the government there. It was for a state security. After World War II, they went what they referred to going all the way out, you know, just going totally nuts on something. And that's what they're doing here with this. They want to do this. The government in California is going into the retail stores and making sure that they have enough gender-neutral selection of toys. Now, they're actually telling people, they're telling the populace to that they don't find enough gender-neutral toys in certain stores to report that to the government, and the state will fine those people. What do you think of that?
Unbelievable. I mean, I did read a report where I think Target has reversed its position on stocking LGBTQ stuff in the store. In other words, you know, the baby clothes were reflecting rainbows and all that, whatever.
Yeah. Just recently, Walmart did the same thing.
What is considered a gender-neutral toy? That's what I'm hung up on.
That's a good question. You probably would have to ask a gender-neutral person who could know that. And
I don't know. Things that wouldn't be, you know, specifically for boys or girls. Maybe like a Frisbee, you know?
That could be. Well, it's different than the way it used to be now. When I was a young kid growing up, that would have included a football, a basketball, or a baseball, because girls didn't play with baseballs, basketballs, and footballs in those days. But nowadays they do, huh?
Right, yeah.
And so
I know, I was kind of a little bit of a tomboy growing up, and I can remember my brothers in middle school, they were in our backyard, and they were having, they were throwing the football, they kind of, you know, bunched up into two teams, and so I came out there, Let me play. No, you're not going to play. You're a girl, blah, blah, blah. So they were throwing there was this big pass, and I intercepted it.
Wow.
Yeah. Just sort of like, okay, I can't play, you know. I could throw better than you, I said.
there you go. You know, when you speaking of that, I got to tell you, we were playing a family baseball game, here I was running the bases, and my sister was going to be on first base, and she was standing away from the base, and I'm looking at the guy that was grounding the ball, and I didn't even see. I ran right over her. I mean, my poor sister had my footprints up her.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Not her how sight. Tall are you, Pastor?
At that time, I was 6'2". I've lost an inch or so, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Buddy's back.
Well, my size 14 shoes was on. It's not funny. I mean, she's all right. But
we got a postal clerk here in our little Newton post office, and he's 6'4". He reminds me of a big Hawaiian, you know, but he's a big guy. And they put an elf hat on him. And I'm just like, and his name's Mateo, and I said, Mateo, I like your hat, but you know who you remind me of? You remind me of Robin Williams as the genie in Aladdin. That's what you remind me of.
Huh. Well,
so,
I
mean, big guy. I mean, just tall like you.
We have to have tall elves now. It's inclusive.
Oh, is it? That's right. You have to be. Oh, yeah. Who was it? Just another big corporation just said they've just totally outlawed all DEI. Has all been taken out of their. Is it Boeing? I think it's Boeing. I just announced no more DEI department. All that's got to be gone. Okay, it was a total failure.
Well, we'll see what Elon Musk does. I mean, I know he wants to cut a lot of dead wood out of the government, but I don't know. It's almost like you're playing that game. Was it Tenga, where you're taking little blocks out and you're hoping the tower doesn't fall down?
Well, no, let me tell you, there's a lot of dead wood, a whole lot of dead wood they could take out of it. I know Congress right now is blocking. Biden wants to send, I think it's 250 million over to Ukraine.
Yeah, what about the people from the hurricane in North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, you know, that need help? What about funds for them?
Well, they don't have it because they're in Chicago. You're seeing they're putting all these gang members up, these illegal aliens up in a hotel, giving them three meals a day, free health care. And you have all these homeless people in Chicago, okay, that are residents there, and they're really getting tired, and they're getting angry. And, boy, they've been calling that mayor out. And that mayor better watch himself there because, you know, in Chicago, because of people like him and the Zorro's prosecutors, it's a free fire zone. You can pretty much go to Chicago and you know, shoot somebody and get away with it with their prosecutors there.
Well, I know up in Fountains, North Carolina, from that hurricane, FEMA is not putting up these temporary trailers that they normally would put up for people. They're putting people in hotels instead. And the reason they're not allowed, and then some people were wanting to donate little homes for these people, so they're not in tents. It's cold right now. It's been, you know, freezing. And
yeah.
And FEMA says, well, you know, the land's been, you know, assigned as, you know, a flood zone now, so you can't put any structures on a flood zone property. So all their land has been declared a flood zone.
Hmm.
Well, if we help them out, how could we possibly send more money to Ukraine?
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to, because, you know, Biden just gave them $1 billion to over in Africa,
yeah.
You know, because some of the people needed homes.
By the way, I want to bring this up real quick, too. You talked about cutting out the dead weight in the government. The Department of Education right now budgets $85 billion a year.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the first ones they got to get rid of, get rid of that.
Yeah, because the kids are coming out of school, and they're not prepared for adulthood at all.
Absolutely.
They're not.
Did you know this, that the Biden Department of Education targeted Christian schools? They received 70% of the fines imposed by the IRS on Christian schools. And you know what? Christian schools were only 10% of the schools. So 70% of the fines went to 10% of the schools because they were Christian schools.
What kind of fines were they giving them?
You know, if you're not politically correct, you know, you don't have trans, you know, I don't know, being able to have trans on the girls, you know, locker room or whatever, you know, the politically DEI kind of stuff, woke stuff.
Oh, okay.
So if they didn't meet so many requirements, then they would get fined.
I asked my daughter-in-law. She's got two in elementary school. She's a teacher. I said, "What do you see?" And she says, "In the schools she's in, the charter. She's in a charter school, and so are her boys. So she says we don't see any of that. So I don't know if the charter schools are different. Or
yeah, they most of them are. Yeah,
I guess it's not. You know, it's not your typical public school system, if you will.
No, it's not.
So." Yeah, I would be beside myself if I had kids in school. Ugh.
Well, I'll say this, even as I was coming out of high school, they were transitioning into Common Core education, state-funded education, and we had one specific teacher, I'll always remember a history teacher, who would tell us, hey, here's what we're going to learn. Also, here's a packet of Common Core of what the state wants you to learn, because that's what's going to be on your state tests.
Yeah, the Common Core is absolute lunacy. It's absolute lunacy.
100%.
Yeah.
I knew something was wrong with the public school system when I homeschooled my children in the elementary levels. I asked the state for, the curriculum, the syllabus of the curriculum that would be covered in a year's time, and it was packed. This syllabus was packed, and I'm thinking to myself, how could a teacher with 32 kids in a classroom cover this much material? And that's just it. They don't really cover the material. Talking to a few of the teachers, they said, well, we just do the best we can. We throw it out there and hope they grab it. The problem is the kids aren't grabbing it, And I'm thinking to myself, if you've got kids that having trouble with the English language, why are you spending so much time on Spanish? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's just no common sense, as you've pointed out. Just focus on reading, writing, and get the cursive back in. These kids are graduating from high school, and their signatures look like they're a third grader.
I've got a grandson that's in first grade, and he can write. You wouldn't cursive, just beautiful, okay? And he's in first grade, and they teach that there. He's in a Christian school, Agape Christian Academy. And so, yeah, which is a real good school.
Well, the public schools, they ditched cursive, at least here in North Carolina, they did, back in, 2008, I guess, and because they put the kids in a class called keyboarding, for computers. So a lot of kids don't know how to write in cursive, and what's really scary is they can't read cursive.
Well,
on top of that, like Wendy was saying, it's no longer, hey, I don't understand this, okay, let's break it down to understand it and teach the subject. It's, hey, I don't understand this, oh, we're going to move you to a secondary or tertiary class where we just don't teach as much of the thing you're supposed to learn. I mean, I remember very clearly I had Algebra 1, and there was two subsects of Algebra 1 for people that couldn't comprehend the math. It was Algebra A and Algebra B, where they just did the same thing but less. That's not teaching. That's accepting that you don't know.
Yeah, it is. Well, here, it all started, I remember very distinctly, it all started in 1962 when Guy was expelled from the public school system. That's right, the door was left open, and the other guy came in. And it went down. At that time, I remember very clearly, because at that time, the United States was number one in the whole world academically, okay? And as far as what we were paying in taxes in the schools, it was reasonable back then, okay? Today, once God was expelled from the school, it went down here rapidly. Communism flourished, and that's what's happening. That's why all those years, I was on the radio saying, if you love your children, get them out of that public school.
Get them out of there. Yeah, when I was in school, we never had to buy our own crayons or paper. The only thing I think we bought was a number 2 pencil. Everything was provided. Now, your kids are in school, and they have to buy their own crayons, their own paper, everything. They have to buy their own everything. And not only that, they're supposed to bring in a box of tissue and toilet paper because the schools can't afford that.
And they'll still ask the localities for money.
Yeah. They do all these fundraisers. These kids are selling, things nobody really wants to buy, and it's usually the family buying it because, the school's budgets are busted. They don't have the money. I'm like, Charlotte, North Carolina, they send you a pie chart if you're a taxpayer in Charlotte. How much money, tax money, is going to the school system? It's a large portion of the pie chart is going to schools, and I just don't know where this money's going.
I had a conversation with someone this past election day. There were 3 or 4 different school levies for my locality, and I you know, I voted no on all of these levies, and I was having a conversation with someone outside the polling place about it, and I explained to them that the schools are getting money. They're raising our taxes every year, and the schools are getting a decent chunk of that. It's just not being actually allocated correctly. The problem isn't we want more levies for more money. It's allocate the money we have correctly.
Absolutely. But, you know, you can't complain, because, like, out in California, you know, they had little rooms and closets where they would have litter boxes for kids that thought they were, maybe they thought they were kittens or they were puppies or something. Furries, they called them there. And then also, you know, there in Minnesota, you know, when Timmy was governor there, they had spent a lot of money putting Tampax in the boys' bathrooms there, you know. That's
I have a family member that has a state job, and they work for the school system, and one of the complaints is, you know, if you get hired by the school system, you're never going to get fired, but it's very hard to get fired. So they have a lot of people that don't work. You know, they do very little, and they still get the same amount of money.
Oh, yeah, you had all those people and those teachers in New York. That I remember we had that, you know, we did those programs on who were fined for not doing their job, not showing up to work, this and that, but they wouldn't fire them. And so they had to come and sit in, like, a study hall all day. These teachers sit there, and they partied, and they got paid for it because they couldn't get fired. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. You know, I did not load that song in there. That is not one of my songs. I don't know how it
that
even
wasn't
got
you?
In there. No, that wasn't me. And I don't know where that one come in. That's not the right rendition of that song.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm thinking it wasn't your style.
No, I wasn't. I don't know. Remember we were talking about how people come in unawares? They get in. Somebody got into our... So, style, take that out.
Will do.
Get it. Okay. Toss them out there. And bring up Pastor Hal.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. You didn't have anything to do with that song, did you?
No, I was wondering, where'd that come from?
That kind of sounded like Hal.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
All right, listen, we got to, you guys know Sonia Sotomayor? You've heard of her?
She's a liberal Supreme Court judge?
Yeah, she says she's a very wicked woman. She said for these children to get their, transmutations, to be transmutilated, is no different than taking an aspirin. Now, because he said that, for when these children, because she, I don't know if you've seen, but they've been having these hearings and with all of these young, it looks like every one of them were young women who got mutilated, where they, and now they're crying the blues and saying how it's changed their life. They can't, you know, they didn't, they were not told the truth. They were lied to, this and that. And this woman said that, you know, this one young girl, she said, they cut off my breasts and they just threw them in the trash and talked about, you know, what they've done to how it's destroyed their lives, changed their voice. This one young woman, she had a beautiful singing voice, and they shot her up with testosterone, and it changed her voice, and now she can't sing. So anyhow, they were having these hearings, and that's where, when the Supreme Court heard, just they're hearing a case right now on this transmutilations, and you know, that's why the Biden regime is saying that they want to take away all age limitations on transmutilations. In other words, any kid that decides it wants to be mutilated could go in there and without even their parents' knowledge. That's what they want to do. This is unbelievable how wicked, and Biden is doing as much wickedness as he can. By the way, did you know that he sent words out to even open the border wider? Right now, while he's still in office, he wants to open the border as wide as possible and have the border agents stand down. Did you know that?
No, but that guy ought to be arrested for being a traitor, and then no amount of pardoning should be able to stop that.
I know.
Well, I mean, obviously he's cognizant and to do that, and so why can't he stand trial then?
He should, if he's really the one that's doing it. I mean, he's issuing, or is he doing what he's told to do? Is he just saying what he's supposed to be saying?
That's, well, he complied.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Anyway, I should have left a half hour ago past.
I know. We'll let you go get some sleep, but I wanted you to know this, and this might really affect you. Did you know that, you know, it hurt us bad when Ellen DeGeneres took off and she went over to England and her house got flooded out. But now Britney Spears says, because of us, she's leaving America. She's going to leave. And I hope that don't offend you too much, right?
Yeah. I don't America follow needs those people husband. Anyway.
All righty. Good night. God bless. And you have yourself. And folks, listen, 888-229-3663.
It's 866-229-3663.
That's right. 866-229-3663. That's the phone number to call or go on the internet to thepowerherbs.com. What a wonderful Christmas gift it would be to send your relatives natural, real medicine. I'd do that. I'd buy a bunch of it and send it to them.
So, yeah, if they'll take it, right? You don't know if they'll take it.
Yeah. Well, you know, your diabetes formula is very, very good, and so many people out there have diabetes. What a good gift it would be for people to buy each other, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, the gift of health is always a good thing.
Absolutely. So I'll let you go get your beauty sleep. It works for you.
Thank you for allowing me to be with you this evening, and if I don't talk to you in the next few days, you know, be well out there.
You do the same. God bless. We love you, Wendy.
Love too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, bye. Did you know what Dr. Richard Urso, what he said? He said, who would have ever thought of this, right? The entire COVID thing was a lie from the beginning. the entire COVID, everything about that whole thing, what they told you about the COVID, about how it spread, everything was a lie from the beginning, okay? And guess what? Who would have ever thought, huh?
Right. I was reading one place where they had an undercover nurse go into a hospital up in New York, and she said a lot of those people that came in there did not have COVID, but they were sent to COVID floors anyway, and she knew that because her job was to screen the people that came in. And some of the people she screened, they definitely did not have COVID, but and she even put that down on her report, but they still sent them up to the COVID floors. And once they were up there, they were given remdesivir, which shut down their kidneys. And then the hospital acted like, oh, we got to save these people. Let's get them some ventilators. And those people were already as good as dead before they even put the ventilators, the useless ventilators on them. But somehow they made thousands of dollars off of all those COVID deaths. And no wonder people are afraid to go to hospitals for anything today.
Well, they've really taken a real credibility shot. The AMA, you know, they've really taken a big credibility shot, haven't they?
Right. Hey, you know, when you were talking about that liberal Supreme Court judge, you know, he was saying that getting a sex change and all that stuff isn't no more dangerous and don't have any more bad side effects than taking aspirin or any other kind of medications. These people that are trying to push sex change operations on these young simpleton kids and everything, they should lead the way. Like, why don't that Supreme Court judge get a sex change? And Whoopi Goldberg, why don't she get a sex change and become a man and stuff? I mean, they're telling all these idiots to do it, these young, impressionable kids. Why don't they lead the way by example, right?
Well, I think one of their reasons is there's so many different genders nowadays, they can't decide on which one they want, right? So, I mean, it's amazing. You know, Forrest Gump said it, stupid is as stupid does, huh?
Right.
I mean, who would have ever thought that we would be living in a day where in Georgia they would be charging men for pregnancy tests, or in Minnesota they'd be putting Tampax machines in boys' bathrooms. Who would have ever thought all of this absolute lunacy that we have today would be taking place? And this whole trans mutilation thing, it's a major, major part of that lunacy out there. It's just unbelievable.
You know, that same talk show that talked about the hospital down there that was giving men pregnancy tests, and that same talk show right before that, they found out that there was some place in the north up here that was given $50,000 to men that wanted to wear bras. They were, yeah, it's crazy, you know. And but you know, it's beyond demon possession. I mean, you used to say, you know, people that acted crazy like that is just a demon possession, but these people, they're so demented they even go beyond demon possession. And you know, if God doesn't intervene soon, you know, we've had it.
Well, under Milley and Astin, they made, I don't know how many, there was a group of Marines. They were supposed to understand how and be understanding how what it meant to be a woman. And they actually made some of these Marines wear bras, like you said. I'm talking about the men. And also wear high-heel shoes, so they would know what it feels like to be a woman. This was a real bright plan. Well, that didn't...
The Marine Corps must have changed a lot, because when I was in the Marines, they wouldn't have done it, whether they got threatened with court-martial or not. They would have said, go jump in the lake when it comes to that.
Yeah, well, when you were in the Marines, they weren't bringing in transgenders either. And in fact, we never even heard of them back in those days. I mean, it just... It wasn't.
That's how they went. They're trying to destroy the military in the first place. So they knew that once they started doing that, any red-blooded American male that was already in the service, they weren't going to reenlist and want to stay in. You know, nobody wants to sleep in a barracks with those perverts and all that running around.
You have one good thing. Judicial Watch was given a huge, huge win against Big Fannie Willis there. In the Trump J6 case, January 6th case. So Big Fanny now has to pay a big fine. And her case with against Trump is going to get thrown right out. So that's the good news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there's more good news than that, and that is about getting saved and avoiding the lake of fire, huh?
That's right.
So why don't you tell the folks how they can do that?
Okay, I was just reading in Romans chapter 4, verse 24. It says, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. When Jesus Christ died on that cross, God was allowing him to transfer your guilt and mine, all our sins, upon his son Jesus. You see, God loves you, and he's presenting that love to you in the form of his son Jesus Christ and what Jesus did for you on that cross. God hates sin, and he can't let sin come into heaven. So what he did, he allowed Jesus to pay that righteous payment that had to be paid. No matter how much God loves you, he can't look the other way and pretend your sins don't exist. He ain't going to let you come into heaven and foul up heaven with all your sins. So you need to be converted. You need to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and become a new creature in Christ. That's what the Bible says. So when Jesus died on that cross, he said three words, it is finished, which means all the work necessary for you to be redeemed has been done by him. And now that payment can become yours. If you, by faith, come to him with repentance and faith and ask Jesus to come into your heart. Most religions out here today, all these false religions, they tell you you got to do something. If your good works outbalance your bad, you'll go to heaven and vice versa. And but if you could quit sinning right now and never sin again the rest of your life, just the sins you've already done would keep you out of heaven. Stopping sin does not wash away sins you've already done. Only the pure, sinless blood of Jesus Christ can do that. And that's why Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. It was the pure, sinless blood of God himself that was running through the veins of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he shed that blood, it's the only thing on planet Earth that can wash away our sins. When you, by faith, come to him, admit your need to receive him as your Savior, admit the fact that you're a sinner, and ask him to forgive you, and he will. And John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. You have to receive that payment. It don't become yours automatically. Because right now, without Jesus, we're all lost and on our road to hell. We're all in face of God's judgment for sin, which is eternity being lost. But God don't want you to die lost, so he's given you that salvation as a free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved, as saved from hell, through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God. You don't work for a gift. A gift is unmerited. It's free. And then Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself, like I just said. And then Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. And so it's when you knock at Jesus Christ is knocking at the door of your heart right now, and he's asking you if you open up that door and receive the payment he paid for you on that cross. Luke 13:3, I think it is, said that except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Repentance is admitting something to God he knows already anyway. And that's that without Jesus in our hearts, we're all a bunch of dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinners on our road to hell. But when you ask Jesus to come in, he comes in and takes that sinless blood and washes the slate clean and makes you a brand new creature in Christ. So when you die after that, you don't go to heaven on your stinking righteousness. You go to heaven on the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ, which is in you. And that's permanent. Nobody can take it away from you after that. And so how do you receive that payment? Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. To call means to pray. That's you talking to God. That simply means that if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you ask him to come into your heart and save you, he'll do it. That's God's promise to you, and God cannot lie. Now listen, God knows that you need Jesus as your Savior. The devil knows that you need Jesus as your Savior, but the devil don't want you to reach out and receive that payment. He wants you to think as long as you know about it in your head, that's all that matters. If you accept the facts, that's all that matters. But God said you have to receive the payment, and that's when you pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart and give you that payment. And so the devil might even tell you, yeah, you need it, but you don't need it now. And then he'll try to do everything he can in the meantime to drag your soul to hell, maybe getting an accident or anything. And so don't let that happen. You're like a man out in the ocean drowning or a woman out in the ocean drowning right now if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And we're throwing you that life preserver. It's Jesus Christ. And unless you receive that life preserver, you're going to die and go to hell. But now what if somebody out in the ocean said, I don't need that life preserver. I can swim 3,000 miles to shore through shark-infested water and storms and everything. That person would be a maniac. That'd be crazy. Well, that's what a lot of people are going to do tonight. We're offering you the payment Jesus paid for you on that cross. God hears us talking to you right now, and God's knocking at the door of your heart right now. But there's going to be some people that put it off, just like that person out in the ocean that would put off receiving that life preserver because somebody told them they got plenty of time to take it. Don't do that. Don't play a Russian roulette where your soul is concerned. So if you want to receive the payment Jesus paid for you on that cross and go to heaven, then pray that prayer with me. You can pray it on your own, but I'd be glad as a Christian, as a preacher, to lead you in a simple prayer of faith. But even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God. So if you'd like to do that, with Jesus knocking at the door of your heart right now, he's offering to you the work, the finished payment he paid for you on that cross as a free gift. Then let's pray that prayer and just mean it with simple childlike faith. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe that you died on that cross and shed your blood for my salvation. And Lord Jesus, I hear and right now ask you to come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash away my sins with your precious blood and give me eternal life right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, folks, if you prayed that prayer just now, the Apostle John is saying to you the same thing he said to people back in his day in 1 John 5:13. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Why? That you may know that you have eternal life. So when you prayed and asked Jesus to come into your heart, Jesus came into your heart, and he's in your heart right now in the form of the Holy Spirit of God. And he sealed you into the body of Christ, and nobody can ever take that away from you. And he says, believe on, that meant that you received him. It doesn't say that you believe about. You know, if stuff's there, you didn't get saved. But believe on meant that you received the person of Jesus Christ into your heart. You received what he did for you. Why? That you may know, that's not think, wish it, or hope for it, but know it, that you have eternal life. When I was in the Marine Corps, I walked in the Serviceman Center. I was brought up a Lutheran, and a Baptist preacher asked me, if you died today, would you go to heaven or hell? And I said, heaven, I hope. And he said, you hope, don't you know? I thought, this guy's nuts. How can you know right now whether you're going to heaven or hell? And he said, if I take God's word, if I take the Bible and show you how you can know, would you believe it? And I said, well, sure, I wouldn't even bother to be a Lutheran if I didn't believe the Bible is God's word. Now, like most Lutherans, I believed that the Bible is God's word, but I didn't know it. I didn't take time to read it. And nobody in the Lutheran church ever explained the gospel to me. So he showed me the gospel, which I'm showing you right now tonight on the phone here. And
1 minute.
I received Jesus Christ as my Savior back in 1968. And I'm never been sorry I did that. And so that you may know you have eternal life. So if I don't see it between now and then, I'll see you in heaven. And if you get a chance, write into the show and let us know you received Christ as your Savior, because, you know, it's encouraging us to, you know, get on the air and present the gospel to you and help you out. And if you have any questions, you need any prayer, again, write in to us or call in and just tell us what you need prayed about. Okay, God bless.
All right, thanks, Hal. A lady wrote me a letter, and she asked me, she said she was, she said to send a prayer right here with us on the radio. She said to send a prayer, but she has not been baptized. She was sprinkled as a child, as a baby, and she wanted to know if she was still saved. Yeah, you get baptized because you're saved, not to be saved. And
amen.
And so, yeah, you're saved, but you still need to get baptized by immersion, so... we're up against it, so we want to say thanks for being here with us tonight. God bless and good night. And as we always say when we get to this point in the radio program, and always, 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 ready? Keep fighting the fight, 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 fight.
Fight. Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.